Okay, welcome all. In advance of the Yom Tov of Pesach, I just want to talk about a certain uniqueness that Hilchas Pesach seems to present in contrast to many other halachas. There's many different kontrasim, svarim, rayas, lakan, lakan from different Sifrei HaPesach in regards to the idea of being machmer. Now, although chumrah obviously stems from your shemayim and it's a chashav zach to be machmer about things, mitzad sheni, you find oftentimes in the Peskim that there's no rush to be machmer in general. Meaning, as a general posture, a person doesn't always need to be machmer, you need to follow the halacha. You find certain times in Rishenim that Lamashal the Rush says this, that someone who's machmer, in a case where he doesn't have to be machmer, is like as if he's a shtikl kvira. Like you're being frumer than even what the Torah is mechayev of you. So, you know, as a general posture, a Pesach's job is to kilu thread the needle between Chumrah and Kula, and do what he believes that the Torah requires, what the Halach requires, without leaning too heavily on one side of the scale versus the other. Now, in contrast to that normal general posture of Pesach from the whole year, is the Pesachim related to, in regards to Pesach. In regards to Pesach, it's seemingly overwhelmingly so that the Halach is to be Machmer. Starting in the Rishonim, you find all sorts of references to Yisrael Kedoshim Heim, that Klal Yisrael chooses to be machmer upon themselves in regards to Pesach in times that they don't even have to. In the later Achrenim, you'll find Nashim Tzidkanius, you know, as the mantle of adherence to Hilchas Pesach was passed on from you know, to the women in the kitchen. So you'll find this phrase called Nashim Tzidkanius, that they're machmer on themselves more than they have to be. And it's always framed in a very positive lighting, that on Pesach, there's makom to be machmer more than the rest of the year. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the inyan of chumras on Pesach, and in particular, a chumra that I think that's shavu l'chol nefesh, if we could call it that, a chumra that's suitable for everybody. Now, so stam is as an interesting quip. This quip is attributed to many different rabbis. I think the earliest one it's attributed to is Baruch of Mezhbuz. We used to say that the Mishnah M'sachim on Daf Nunvav, the Mishnah says, Eina Pesach Nechal, Ella Tzli, Eina Pesach Nechel Ella. When the Mishnah delineates all the different parameters of how a Korban Pesach has to be eaten, the Mishnah chooses to phrase it in a way by saying Ein Ha Pesach Nechel. The Pesach is not eaten only. So he says he's Ma'irer, and whoever this is attributed to is Ma'irer. That's a very interesting choice of words. Normally, you would say if you want to say the Pesach should be eaten in a specific way, so the Mishnah would categorize it and say the Pesach has to be eaten Tzli. Whole, you don't break bones. Belayla achas. Let the Mishnah just say how Pesach should be eaten. Why does the Mishnah say ein ha Pesach nechel? Like double negatives. Like the Pesach can't be eaten only. So says Rabbi Baruch Lemezhbuz. You know, I think he's the earliest one is attributed to that to tell you that on Pesach it's ein ha Pesach nechel. On Pesach it's we don't eat. Pesach is a time of like kilu the pasture. The starting point is ein nechel. You don't eat. There's certain exceptions what you could eat. So, stam, to keep that in mind, it's interesting. It's an anecdotal vart that very much frames how Pesach and Halacha is perceived. Now, to go into specific chumras in regards to Pesach would be endless. There's so many different things that Klal Yisrael is machmer on, or different segments of Klal Yisrael is machmer on, that to go into each one of them would be a total waste. Meaning, even starting from the idea of kitnius being usher, or gebrux being usher, that tremendous halakim of Klal Yisrael adapted for themselves. And of course, the other sub-minhagim, certain pekilas don't eat fish, certain don't eat garlic, certain don't eat mustard, certain don't eat eggs, certain peel all their vegetables, meaning certain, some people prepare water before Pesach. There's an endless list of chumras from different kehilas that made it into the repertoire of Hilchas Pesach. So to go into any specific ones would be too exhaustive and time-consuming. So I'm just going to stick to the overarching narrative of chumra in regards to Hilchas Pesach. Now, There's a few different mahalchim that are gebracht already in the Rishonim, and that's as follows. Rashi in Pesachim, I think, in Daf Chavtes. So Rashi, when he's being masber the chumrah de Pesach, Rashi says that there's a svara. Rashi brings down a svara pshuta that since chametz is mutter kol hashana, what's asr on Pesach is something that's generally gemein lach is mutter the rest of the year. So there's a lot of gray area or ability for people to slip up and not realize that something's asr for them. So we're machmer about Pesach in an extra manner that we wouldn't generally be machmer to avoid, you know, the slip-ups of something that's mutter the rest of the year. The Rambam, when he's masber the chumrah Pesach, similarly employs a conventional halachic parameter. He says, "Hayois chametz be Pesach is a davar sheyesh lo matirim." exactly in which context it's Zavishesh Matirim is not so clear. Not every type of chametz is mutter after Pesach. But chametz, you know, by and large, as a whole, is Davishesh Matirim, and therefore Davishesh Matirim, we're more machmer on, which is a similar svara to Rashi, that it's something that isn't really, you know, isn't really us for the whole year, and therefore there's makam for gray area, and there's makam to be machmer. Lemaisa, the Radvaz in the Tshuva, he brings, you know, various different reasons that the Rishonim before him say, and the Radvaz in the Tshuva in Chelikimel, and Tav Kuf Ayin Zayin, Advaz Machsavek, all these various different tzadim, and he says something that has made it into vernacular that became like you know, something that everybody understands, is that chametz represents the Yetzahara. He says Chazal, whenever they refer to the Yetzahara, they refer to it as Sa'ar Shabisa, the yeast and the dough. So chametz refers to the Yetzahara, and therefore when it comes to eradicating the Yetzahara from our lives, from our homes, we have to be machmer to eradicate the Yetzahara. Even every tiny, tiny drop, and there's no, you know, shortcuts to eradicating the Yetzirah. Now that's like a dvar drush almost. You know what I'm saying? It's not a purely halachic rationale, but the Radvaz employs this as the rationale for why we're machmer, what the great, you know, where the great chumrah de Pesach stems from. Now, interestingly, in regards to perceiving chametz as the Yetzirah, so the chida the Chida in Dvash Lefi brings B'Shem Darizal, and I think the Shari Tshuva and Shulchan Aruch quotes this also, that someone who's nizer not to be oichel, even a mashu of chametz on Pesach, will not sin the rest of the year. So you see again that framing of chametz and Yetzirah and Aveira being framed, you know, one as one and the same. You see them being framed like that as well. The Rav Emanuel Chayriki in his Mishnas Chasidim as well says that someone who's nizer from chametz is going to be nizer from aveira. He says a similar concept. So you see that idea. Now the Trumas Hadeshen has an interesting you know, way of being masbid this that caught my eye. The Trumas Hadeshen. Oh, you know, before the Trumas Hadeshen, I just want to say one more thing. Before the Trumas Hadeshen, there's a story that the Shendishav Rav once met Reb Baruch of Garlitz, who was the son of the Tzanz Rav, and the Shendishav was on his way to Tzanz to try to procure the Devri Chaim's Haskama to give a hechsher on sugar for Pesach. Sugar for Pesach was a big issue in Galicia and Yerushalayim and other places. A big shaila had to get kosher or sugar for Pesach, and he wanted to procure the haskam of the Devar Chaim to get the kosher of Pesach sugar. So he met the Baruch of Garlitz, and when he was with him, he told him Baruch a story that he said he was once chalamoyed Pesach by a different Alter Rebbe, and he gave him like sugar-coated fruits. And he asked this other Rebbe, Where's the sugar from? Where's the kosher sugar from? And this other Rebbe told him that the ikur chametz on Pesach is Yetzahara. Meaning, don't stress about the sugar and the sugar and the chametz on Pesach. Chametz is about the Yetzahara. So the Baruch of Garlitz took this story, went back to his father, the Rechaim, and he told him over the stories, to which the Rechaim said, Heintige Rebbes, he says, Heintige Rebbes, Chalili, he says, Isser chametz shekasa batera is mashu chametz kipshute. The Rechaim said, the ikur chametz is chametz. So it's not interesting that you can't take the Radvaz and the Mishnas Chasidim, this idea that chametz represents Aveira, and that's where the Chumrah comes from, and turn it into a Kula. Meaning chametz of Adah still is chametz. The core Chumrah of chametz is on a Mashu of chametz. Yeh, Shiyah, these are all different svaras that exact. But the Trumas Hadeshen has an interesting one, and there's a technical answer in the Trumas Hadeshen, and there's a like an overarching theme in the Trumas Hadeshen. The Leket Yosher in Chelik Aleph brings as follows. He says the Trumas Hadeshen, V'amar Bala Trumas Hadeshen, B'Saif Hadrasha. He says, why we machmer on Hilchos Pesach more than Kol Shari Surim? He says, V'yesh Lemer, Kivin Shiri Inu, we saw, Shakadish Baruch Hu machmer, that Shakadish Baruch Hu Alain is machmer on it, V'kasa B'y Bal Yerob Al Yimotza. The Torah writes on Chametz, the language of Bal Yerob Al Yimotza, which is a much harsher, you know, all-inclusive language than any other, than all other Yisurim. We might not give in like Shakadish Baruch Hu, when we have Chametz Yimotza. Why does Shakadish Baruch Hu care if we have Chametz Yimotza? Ela Kemelech Shetziv La'avad of Lasses Davar, it's like a king, he says, who is mitzavet to his servants to do something. And when the servant saw that the melech was very, very machmer about this thing, his slaves, us, his servants, also decided to be extra machmer about this. So now the way the Trumas Hadeshen is saying it, he's two components. First, he's saying, first of all, the pasuk says, "Vayirav liyimatzah," which is a unique terminology that the Torah uses by Pesach. Maybe by Vedzara is similar also, but by Pesach. And therefore you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, wanted us to be machmer on Pesach. And the second part of it, he says, it's like a nedava. The fact that Klal Yisrael chooses to be machmer by Pesach is kiblu alatzmam, they realize that obviously this is something that's chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if it's chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's chaviv to us. And Klal Yisrael, so to speak, was machmer on themselves to take on Chumrat Pesach in a way, you know, that's not even mandated of them according to the basic halachas. So it's like a kimu v'kiblu alatzmam, that Klal Yisrael was makabel to keep the Isurim of Chumrat Pesach in a more extreme and chumradik fashion than other Isurim and other mitzvahs in the Torah. Now, similarly to this, the Shut Min HaShemayim, which is a tshuva sefer from the Rishayim, which were shilas that were posed, you know, via Chaloim, in Tshuva Ayin, in some versions, Ayin Aleph, he says as follows, V'oid Sha'alti, he says, I asked, Al Chametz B'Pesach, Im Halacha G'davir Yosef B'Mashu, if the Halacha is like the man that Amur says, it's also B'Mashu. V'yishivu, the answer I received Min HaShemayim was, Mitzvah As Chametz, Harei Mitzvah Rishayinish, and it's Tzitzava B'Yisrael. It's the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael got. The kiblu aleim ba'ava. Klal Yisrael's mekabel it upon themselves. Ba'ava, b'chiba, b'reis, v'chmiru, b'chlal Yisrael, prateo. And Klal Yisrael was machmer on themselves and all the klalim and the pratim of this mitzvah. Haloi tirish, ha'machmer ba'chichmer ba'akasav, ba'yira ba'yimatsim. Hashem kim b'shari surim shepetero, chutz me'avei d'zaro. So he mirrors what the Jumas Hadashin does, similarly, and says these both of these components again. He says, A, the Torah spoke about it in a certain more harsh, draconian terminology than all other Yisurim. And Beis, since it was the first mitzvah, the first opportunity that Klal Yisrael had, they took it upon themselves to be machmer about this mitzvah more than anything else. Now, yich shiyah, whatever the rationale is, we all know that the idea of chomer de Pesach and machmer in Pesach time is something that made its way very, very deeply to you know, all different cries of Klal Yisrael. And for whatever reason it is, whether it's halachic based, whether it's something that Klal Yisrael chose to be meisiv on themselves, it's something that made it very deeply into the bones of Klal Yisrael. Now, there is another inyan of Chumrah that I want to discuss that I think is relevant to bring up over here. The Mechaber in Simon Tav Chav Tes, right in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, the Mechaber says as follows. The Mechaber says, Shoyolim b'Hilchos Pesach, Chedim b'Pesach Shleshim Yoyim. We start asking and being a rangiton in the sugis of Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Now, says the Mechaber, Hagah, U'minig likna is chitim l'chalkan l'aniyim. The minig is to buy chitim, to distribute them to the aniyim. The Tzarech Pesach, for Tzarech Pesach. Now, the Ramah is referring to the Halach of Mayis Chitim. Now, this is something that the Sharitzian and many Achronim, Shtel Zachan, first of all, was Mayis Chitim have to do with Pesach? Meaning, why of all the Yom Tovim that Klal Yisrael has of all seasons, was Pesach the chosen time to raise money for the Aniyim? That's a question that needs to be discussed. But secondly, is what is the Ramah's Hesaf on the Mechaber? The Mechaber says we engage in learning Hilchas Pesach, Shleshim Yom Kedem LePesach. Comes along the Ramah, says we also give Mayis Chitim. Meaning, well, what do these two things have to do with each other? Ramah is written as glosses on the Mechaber. It should have to be something that corresponds to what the Mechaber is talking about. And I saw in the Reuven Margolis in the Sefer Marganisa, the Rav Meir brings down Rav Meir from Mishlana used to say that the Mechaber was writing a halacha sefer. The Ramah was a Rav, the Rav of Krakow. The Ramah approached it like a Rav approaches it. The Ramah says, yes, Shailim Vidarshim Lamed Yoyim Kedem Pesach, because Pesach is complicated, and there's a lot of chumras, and there's a lot to know. But don't forget, we also have to be medactic that to give the aniyim money. Meaning the Ramah wanted to elevate the idea of Mayis Chitim, and the idea of providing for those who have less than us, to the same level as the Shailim V'Darshim. Just like we're machmer, the Shailim V'Darshim, Shalashim V'Yayim, we get started early to engage in all of Hilchas Pesach because it's complex, and it's multi-layered, and there's tons of chumras. So taking care of those who need, and the aniyim in our midst, is another chumrah that the Ramah wanted to attach, you know, to the earliest time when Pesach preparation is starting. Now, to drive home this nekuda of the chumrah of Mayis Chitim kilu, meaning this being the chumrah that the Ramah is trying to have Klal Yisrael adapt in regards to Hilchos Pesach, I saw a story the Chasam Sefer used to say over about his Rebbe, Rav Meshulam Migra. Rav Meshulam Migra was the Rav of Pressburg before the Chasam Sefer. The Chasam Sefer used to say over Rav Meshulam Migra, Rav Meshulam Migra was very, very, very makbid about his matzahs. He had a small batch of matzahs that he would make himself, starting from the harvesting of the wheat, to the grinding, to the baking, full of chumris, and it produced a tiny batch of matzahs that Rav Meshulam Migra would keep separate, that he would use by his seder. You know, the matzahs that he had for the rest of Pesach, for the rest of the family, was secondary. These were Rav Meshulam Migra's prized matzahs that he had, just a few for the Yom Tov of Pesach. And the Chasam Sefer says one year it happened that they had a servant girl in the home who was in charge of, you know, doing menial labor in the kitchen. And the Meshulam Migra's wife instructed the servant girl on Erev Pesach to go make some matzah meal. And the servant girl went to look for some matzah that she could use that would be suitable. And she found this small box of matzah stashed away on top of a corner of shelf somewhere. She figured this must be old matzah. Last year's matzah was a little burnt up. It wasn't in good shape. She took it, she ground it up, and she made matzah meal out of it. Comes Leil HaSeder, and Rebbetzin Meshulam Igra is trying to set the table, and she realizes that her husband's matzahs that he poured, his blood, sweat, and tears, all his chumras into, are gone. They're missing. And panic breaks out in the house. It's Bahala till they find out that this servant girl is the one who used it for matzah meal. And the servant girl runs frightfully upstairs to the attic, and she locks herself in and she starts crying. She's terrified. She can't believe what she did. And the whole family is Avelis, waiting for Meshul Migra to come home from Shul. He comes home from Shul that night after Pesach. Pesach by night, he puts on his kittel. He's joyously getting ready to approach the Seder, and he sees his matzahs aren't there. He looks around the room and he reads the room. He sees the temperature, the elums, you know, in Avelis, and he asks what happened. He has to pry it out of them. Turns out the servant girl, you know, ground with the matzah into matzah meal, and his matzahs, his chumras that he waited for, that he looks forward all year to using for Pesach, were gone. So the Chasam Sofer said over there, Meshul Migra calmly asked, where could he find this servant girl who had done this? They said, she's hiding in the attic. She's terrified. He goes up to the attic. He calls her out. He says, Tachteril, you know, my daughter, don't worry. It's fine. We're going to be fine over here. He asks her, did they buy you an extra dress before Yom Tif? Did they get you a pair of shoes? He inquires into, you know, her life, what she's holding, and she says, yeah, they did get me. He says, after Pesach, we're going to get you more. You deserve more. You do such good work. And he calms her down. Then he comes downstairs and he instructs one of his sons. He says, go to the Sheikhet and ask the Sheikhet if he has some extra matzahs. So the son goes running, and Meshul Migra addresses his family. He says, kasher matzahs, I feel the Sheikhet has. You think only Meshul Migra has kasher matzahs? Even the Sheikhet has kasher matzahs, and it's perfectly fine. They get the matzahs from the Sheikhet, and Meshul Migra fears a joyous Seder like never before. And the Chasam Sofer used to say over that he knows b'mesayra that on that night of Leil Seder, Meshul Migra was Zeichet Gil Elio. Because the night that he prioritized the chumrah of caring for the people around him, the people who need help, instead of the chumrah of his matzahs, was the night that he elevated chumrah to the level that he could be Zeichet Gil Elio. So I think this story just drives home the Ramah's, you know, agenda in the beginning of Simon Tav Chav Tes, where the Ramah seeks to point out that although we're handling chumras and we're saying Shleishim Yom Kedem LePesach, versions to start learning because there's so many halachas to know, it's also important to remember the chumrah of caring for the people who have less, who need more, and that's how one's Zeichet Gil Elio.